apparently we have some bad news about John Whitecloud. You know, the North Korea hostages, the journalists who went to North Korea and got thrown in jail?
Yeah.
What about him? He's one of them.
What?
Been going under the name Laura Ling.
Oh, no way, man.
We'll have one other tape of different sounds that I'd like to play for you. Tape.
Please dispose of this tape recording as directed.
I feel like somebody taped my lips to the tailpipe of a bus.
Oh, and by the way, you're not working hard enough.
What?
Yep, got it all on this tape right here.
Oh, man, we've got so much material to cover since the last podcast. Of course, the deaths of Billy Mays and Michael Jackson. That's pretty tragic there. Windows 7 coming up pretty soon, and more details about John Whitecloud's incarceration. And the Wikipedia contest? Yeah, it really backfired on us. I got details coming up. I need to tell you what that's a remix of. If you don't know, go to down to the garage and you'll see this little box that says Nintendo on it. Plug it in and play with it a little bit.
Doesn't
you might need
work.
To kind of, you know, blow on the cartridge to get it to work. It is a RadioCitrus.com tape show podcast. Absolutely tragic. Over the past month, how many prominent figures have passed away? One, of course, though, so talented he stands out in a league of his own.
Still have all his stuff on my iPod. His brilliance as a performer also was paired with a tragic and in many ways sad personal life.
Has this ever happened to you? You want to watch your live sports, but you can't find the TV. Or maybe the sports you want aren't on TV.
That's an Ohio State game.
Billy Mays here for ESPN360.com.
It happens. You rip, tear, and never have time to repair. Wait, before you throw it away, let Mighty Mendon save the day. Hi, Billy Mays here for Mighty Mendon.
This furniture really needs is a little orange glow.
I didn't know him that well.
Yes, Billy Mays is dead.
When?
Since like a month ago.
Wow. I just remember that he was very captivating at first, but then he got pretty annoying with his commercials, so I stopped paying attention.
That's hilarious.
He was a really great guy. He always took care of my dog whenever she was sick, you know.
He was a very dear man. The dearest that there could possibly be.
I thought Billy Mays was an attention whore.
1958 to 2009. The world's biggest pitch man, Billy Mays, dead at 51. Yeah, you can tell my apartment complex is really broken up about it.
She doesn't get enough cigar, she doesn't get enough pepper, she doesn't get enough MacGyver, she doesn't get enough.
She doesn't get enough votes. She doesn't get enough spam. She doesn't get enough trolls. Her IP's permanent. She doesn't get enough Picard. She doesn't get enough Pepper. She doesn't get enough MacGyver. She doesn't get enough. She doesn't get enough downvotes. She doesn't get enough spam. She doesn't get enough trolls. Her IP's permanent. She 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 permanent. Her IP is permanent.
Oh, thank you, Daziati, the Overdose song there. Never Getting Old. And a beautiful remake of the original Overdose song, which is dealing with a drug overdose. But you know, the one good thing about having an overdose over the internet, it's not going to make you fail a breathalyzer.
Shimmering lights. My head grew heavy and my sight grew.
Go on, music!
Click on the site.
So during the overdose song, we were sitting there talking about Billy Mays had one big rival, and that was Vince Deals. Don't necessarily believe that that was his real name. I mean, Vince Deals selling Slap Chops, you know, which is his most famous commercial, the Slap Chop. DJ Steve Porter gave us this remix here. Anyway, you probably remember that. I know we featured that last month on the podcast. He's had millions and millions of hits. Kind of threw him off guard. Anyway, a big thank you from him.
It started off as a video that I was just sharing with friends and then ended up being something that I've shared with about 2.3 million of you guys. So, again, I could have never expected that, and thanks very much.
And he's even put all the pieces on DJSteveporter.com if you want to put the...
Remix it.
Now, myself, I don't have a remixing program. I really don't know anybody who does. But I do have access to a microphone and a huge cast of idiots. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Conway East. Conway, how are you doing?
Good, man. I'm so excited to be on the show today.
Now, we wanted to have Kanye West on the show, but for some reason he wasn't returning our calls. Glad you were able to make it.
Oh, it's a big deal, man. It's the biggest gig I've ever gotten.
So you've done a remix of Through the Wire.
Oh, man, it's off the chain, off the chart, number one.
You agreed to a live performance for us today?
Oh, yeah.
You cool with that?
I'm so down with that type, man. Just drop the fat meat.
All right, here we go.
Yo, eat bacon for breakfast and Crisco for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I sip it with the scissor. Eating habits would drive a sane man berserk. Not to worry, Ace, I got a buffet cart and my wizard. How do you digest a frog without a plastic fork? Swallowing whole, told me all life's important. Just imagine how my girl feel on the plane, scared as heck that a guy look like Alex. She took me to Pizza Hut, she been trying to be mine. She finds out the invite snacks and that's how she died. No use me trying to be flying, I've been snacking on fries. Forgot the T-Bone millionaire, now I'm really behind. In the same food court where Biggie Smalls died, the hostess said I had lobster, those are my sides. So we're on Food Network, right? I swear there's right here's dinner, and it's all mine. I really apologize how I sound right now, man. You know, I'm not Kanye, if that's clear at all, man. And, you know, my dietitian, he wants my mouth wired shut like 6 weeks or something. And, you know, then I had a stapling surgery on my stomach. You know, the food, and my meal was still on the back of my plate. You don't believe it. I'm here for y'all right now. This is true. I just gotta say, y'all, fill up more fries here, please. Thanks, waitress. Yeah, more fries. Only somebody from a meal with you got a deal on the hottest chicken. chicken sandwich around. But he wasn't talking about cooking food. It was more like Mountain Dew. Except he couldn't put his plate down. And then he explained the story how meat plants are gory and vegetarianism is game. Good dude, bad vibes, right place, wrong diet. In the blink of an eye, I cleaned off his plate. If you could see how the check dealt, you know how my belt felt. Couldn't finish up the pie, I need help. Portions are too small and I'm gonna sue. I got a lawyer for my case, it's gonna keep my food safe. My dogs couldn't eat them fine. I had no more room for vanilla pie. Even supervisor, the waiter told me I had to go. I asked for one more glass of Pepsi, he said no, no. The food case an angel, this cafe sure was a blast. Went to leave, unbreakable, only broke the glass. Walked out the double door and I heard the sound of glass. How am I gonna fix that? I ain't got no cash. And I'm still a little bit hungry, that two robots should be here. Cause I'm gonna eat right straight through the lid. And I'm a champion, never turn hungry to no ride. Never stop eating, never go on a diet. You know what I'm saying? When the doctor told me I had sugar diabetes, I said, dog, you don't realize I'm not gonna make it to my next birthday.
No, sir.
Ain't bad enough I'm eating a Snickers bar right now. You can't be serious, man.
This is getting stupid.
Oh, come on, man. It wasn't that bad. And it is RadioCitrus.com and The Tape Show. And still ahead, what do William Shatner and the Sears Tower have in common? And also, you know, the Wikipedia contest? Yeah, it kind of melted down.
After all, he claimed he invented the Internet. But if he's so smart, how come every Internet address begins with
www. I need a computer.
A revolutionary Internet.
I need a computer.
We use this internet for communication.
Work online.
Tom Harkins, we're going to South Carolina, and Oklahoma, and Arizona, and North Dakota, and Michigan, Texas, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the
Internet.
Ah! Punch the keys.
On the Internet.
Leave me alone.
On the Internet. Spyware virus. On the Internet.
Hackers on steroids.
On the Internet.
Al Gore.
On the Internet.
I'm Chris Hansen.
On the Internet.
And what happens to your own personal
Internet? I hear there's rumors on the Internet.
You know, I don't know who I feel worse for there, President Bush or Ted Stevens.
I feel sorry for you.
Isn't that sad? You run for Congress, you're in there forever, and your biggest legacy is a song about a series of tubes. It's RadioCitrus.com and The Tape Show. And the Wikipedia contest, well, we have a little problem here. Somebody thought it was a great idea to put it on the suicide prevention page.
Okay, well, I called because your number was on this, like, crisis hotline thing. My parents are both dead, and so is my surrogate mother. And so is my Aunt Jackie, and everybody just keeps dying around me. And I really could have used some help because I don't know if this is stupid.
Who is the moron? Put it on the help I'm about to shoot myself page. No.
I really parked my car in a garage and tried to kill myself that way.
No.
So how stupid is that?
Yeah, putting it on the page was pretty stupid. No. The intention was to vandalize pages like President William Jefferson Clinton, not... No.
Take it off of Wikipedia or whatever. You're is stupid being on there. Your number
indeed.
Is stupid for people that really need to talk.
No, don't post on that page.
Now you listen to me, all three of you.
you're meddling in things that ought not to be meddled in.
Hi, radio. Wow. I've never been on the radio.
I don't want to get sued, okay? I'm ending the contest right now. That's it. It's over. Legal reasons. I'm done with it. If you entered a site, you win. Ding, 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 ding. If you're the idiot who edited this page, I'm sorry. You lose. You lose!
His name is Tight Baggy, and he is my friend forever and ever, ever, ever again. He's cozy in the castle, but he lives in the woods, hunting every bad guy like a true Robin Hood. Every young maiden in this preserve, the lamb was a married Night Baggy, and to all his hand, his medieval spirit still shines like the sun. So if he's coming at it, then you better run.
Night Baggy, he is my friend forever and ever again. Night Baggy, you are the man forever and ever again.
Night Baggy is clever, he's rougher, he's tougher, no one else is better. He's the king of the hill on the top of his horse, the master of all living warriors. Prepare up when it's out of sight, our hero's back before the fall of the night. His medieval spirit shines throughout the land, with a blade in his hands, he's strong, he's the man.
Night Baggy, he is my friend forever and ever again. Night Baggy, you are the man forever and ever again.
Radio Citrus, I was trying to call Jack FM, but I've heard about you guys, sounds pretty cool. You guys go to ymtnd.s or something.
Night Baggy, he is my friend forever and ever again. Night Baggy, you are the man forever and ever again. Night Baggy, he is my friend forever and ever again. Night Baggy, you are the man forever and ever again.
It's about the worst YouTube video I've ever seen for a music video. Bunch of guys, it's like they tried to green screen themselves and half of themselves disappeared, and then they put kind of a purple tint over it. So the big mystery of Night Baggy, I guess, has been solved. All it is a knight with baggy pants.
Better than your flood pants.
How dumb is that? It's RadioCitrus.com and the Tape Show podcast. You heard the bad news about the Sears Tower?
No.
I couldn't believe this, but apparently Sears, as big as it was, you know, back in the day, they had a whole skyscraper named after him. Apparently not so big anymore now that they've been bought out by Kmart. And the 110-story building, amongst the tallest in the United States, is now the Willis Tower in downtown Chicago.
Aww.
How dumb is that? Anyway, there was even a petition, Facebook group, if you can call that a petition, people against the Sears Tower name change. It only got 93,000 members, though. I've seen bigger things like, I'm a fan of sneezing. So, when you're downtown Chicago, remember, it's now the Willis Tower.
Okay, as we continue the tour, that there is the place that really does sell the best pizza in Chicago. Up ahead is Wrigley Field. And if you look out the left window, way up high in the sky, the tallest building in the city, the 110-story Willis Tower.
Fun, huh? Now, the one thing you might not have known, though, there is actually a connection to William Shatner and the Sears Tower. Can you guess what it is? Okay, I didn't think you expected that one to come along. True or not? Probably true, though. Learned this actually from YTMND. Fazlur Khan was the chief structural engineer on the Sears Tower. Yeah, who'd have thunk, huh? There was a YTMND connection to a building that now has a really, really lame name. 951-817-7268 is the number if you want to be part of the next podcast. I mean, I'll make you part of this one, but you have to dial really, really fast. And still coming up, kill my router. Stupid thing won't let me get on the internet. I need creative ways of how to destroy it. And also, still have John Whitecloud in jail. Figure out what we're going to do to try to get him out of there. And, of course, your top 10. Come out up on the RadioCitrus.com tape show podcast.
And I can't get up. Get up.
Heard about the two American journalists sentenced to 12 years in prison in North Korea simply for just being there and showing that Kim Jong-il is an idiot?
They should sentence you!
One of them's really close to all of us.
When I first heard the news about the two U.S. journalists,
John Whitecloud
and Gina Lee, both being sentenced to 12 years to a hard labor camp in North Korea, I was shocked and surprised. It is wrong, it is immoral, and most of all, it's a violation of human rights.
All right, are we just going to stand idly by while some crazy dictator takes our journalist, John Whitecloud, and locks him up at a prison for 12 years? It's time for a grand coalition to step up and say no!
George Bush, and I refuse to play.
I'm John Kerry.
John Kerry. Did you notice the sign in the front of my house?
No, I see this.
Dennis Bergkamp, Dennis Bergkamp, Dennis Bergkamp met de bal aan, Dennis Bergkamp, Dennis Bergkamp.
You know something is boring if you suck and give all the white spreads now like that.
Nothing like a chant of David Beckham and a Cassius remix there to get me feeling the might of this podcast. We are a broadcast might. We are the Fox News and MSNBC of YTMND. So, using our might, I'm going to call the government of North Korea, and I'm going to tell them what I feel. Why shouldn't I?
Should be good.
John Whitecloud is a journalist. Journalists need to be treated better. So let's do it. I'm going to do it.
Whatever.
Coming up next.
Thank you for calling Hotbusters. This is Susan.
I bet you ain't nothing but a gutless yellow turd.
Code Z, 1212. Code Z, 1212. Code Z, 1212. Code Z, 1212.
These people start to fade. These people start to fade. These people start to fade.
Fade.
These people try to fade me.
Call
me on my cell phone.
I get busy.
These people try to fade me.
Call
me on my cell phone.
I get busy.
Good Z's got money, but not much. Good Z's got money, but not much. Good Z's got money, but not much. I could use a dollar. I could use a couple bucks. I'm so old school.
1212.
They tore the school down.
1212.
Where my
mentioned before the break, John Whitecloud in jail, sentenced to 12 years in prison, all because he was a journalist, and that's absolutely absurd. I mean, he's an American. Well, Native American, and we're not putting up with that. I'm going to use Skype now and call the government of North Korea and give them a piece of my mind. It's going to be easy, too, because they only have one phone number.
네, 북한입니다.
Is this the government of North Korea?
I want to
talk to Kim Jong Il or the biggest boss dude I can talk to.
This is Korea, North Korea.
Listen, pal. I don't know what you guys are trying to pull, but one of our country's finest citizens. Have you heard of our country? It's the number one country in the world, the United States of America.
Like very, very much baseball.
Dang straight. Well, listen, one of our country's finest citizens, John Whitecloud, is in your prison all because he showed up in your country and violated your country's laws. I want him out of prison.
Hello? Anybody home?
Listen, I got to get him out of jail, and I want him out of jail by noon tomorrow. He's going under the name Laura Ling, but that's not really him. It's John Whitecloud, big Wisconsin guy.
Wisconsin, baseball, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Do you ever want to see a baseball game ever again?
That's a threat.
You don't want us to cut off ESPN. Then you better get him out of prison, and you got to get him out of prison by noon tomorrow. And while you're at it, you got to tell Kim Jong Il to just quit. He's a dirtbag, and he's got nuclear weapons, and we don't like that.
I try very much.
Okay, if that or ESPN.
ESPN, yes, I try. Okay.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye bye.
Well, hopefully that'll do it. That'll hopefully get John Whitecloud out. I hope.
I'm not a racist, that's what's so insane about this.
The N-word.
Black, isn't he?
He is?
I'm black.
I thought he looked Irish.
What's his last name?
That's not Irish.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this. I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
He's black, isn't he?
He is?
I'm black.
I'm not a racist.
That was the worst pause you've ever seen.
No!
Here. If you're having problems with hard water buildup, soap scum, ring around the toilet, calcium, lime, and rust stains, then you need kaboom!
Oh, yeah, I bet you didn't see that coming.
Hey, man, respect the maze!
You caught me off guard. I got an M&M in my mouth. It's the radio. Yum, yum. It's the radio citrus.com taped show podcast. Of course, remembering the memory of Billy Mays, and of course, our favorite commercial of all time.
Hi, Billy Mays here. I love it, don't you? Well, let me show you how you can it anytime, any place. The big city toilet is not an ordinary toilet, but a superpower toilet that lets you it where you never had before. Just place the big city toilet anywhere and simply sit. And because it's wireless, you can put a toilet where you never had one before. Place one downstairs. So so you don't have to on the stairs. Or how about in the kitchen? Moms, you're gonna love it. The big city's toilet also generates compost, so you can plant the beautiful garden with your amazing. What do you do when you got a in your car? Up until now, you either had a in your glove box or drive around that way. Not anymore. We'll also include the handy toilet, perfect for far from home. If you're an outdoorsman, take him with you when you go hunting or fishing, so you never have to in your tax.
Training of these poor creatures to turn themselves into fighting machines is simply barbaric. Barbaric! 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 Let that word resound from hill to hill, and from mountain to mountain, from valley to valley, across the broad land. Barbaric. Barbaric. May God help those poor souls. Be so cruel. Barbaric.
Hey, this is Joel from Minnesota. I'm just listening to Radio Citrus Syndrome in my car, thanks to Fant's new podcast. And I was just going to say, my favorite white chimney of all time would have to be Tender Crisp Bacon Cheddar Edmund Fitzgerald's. In my English comp class, trying to write our papers for that class, and everybody was really silent. So I was, however, on YTMND, and I clicked on that site, and I literally fell out of my desk laughing so hard.
I'm really not sure why.
As my belly starts to rumbling, and I'm jonesing for a tree. I close my eyes for a big surprise, the temperature's sticking to the ranch.
They really did a good job of matching those beats, didn't they? I'm not quite sure why anyone would find that site funny, but then again, I think Hitler riding spinners is pretty darn funny. Anyway, if you want to check that site out, it's the Rack of the TCBCR. Top 10 coming up. Stick around.
Baby, what you get? Joe Biden. Tell me what you get. Joe Biden. Baby, what you get? Joe Biden. Tell me what you get. Joe Biden.
I got it from you.
Obama.
I got it from you.
Obama.
I got it from you.
Obama.
I got it.
Baby, what you get? Joe Biden.
Tell me what you get.
Joe Biden.
Baby, what you get?
Joe Biden.
Tell me what you get.
Joe Biden.
I got it from
Obama.
I got it from
Obama.
I just wanted to say that I think Radio Citrus is a pretty cool guy because he does the podcasts and doesn't afraid of Keaton 999.
I didn't know my name was Radio Citrus, but, okay. What was it with Keaton? I'm not afraid of Keaton 999. First of all, I don't think I've ever really attacked him, but on top of that, even if I had, what is he, some kind of monster?
My name is Keaton 999, and I'm going to eat you and your entire family.
You guys must know something I don't.
Doesn't seem that scary.
11, 12. Okay, it's the Radio Citrus Top 10, which makes me beg the question, why am I running one that says 12? Coming in number 10... Of course, maybe this is Keaton here. I don't know.
Schultz questions that I assume all wrestlers have been asked dozens of times.
What? Is this a good business?
Yeah, it's a good business. I wouldn't be in it if it wasn't.
Why is it a good business?
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it because it's a tough business.
That's terrific.
Wait, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What's that? Is that fake? Huh? What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh? You think it's fake?
Oh, we got to go rewind and play that again. Okay, so this news reporter is asking a wrestler in his face, is the WWF at the time fake? Which, of course, we all know the answer to that.
Because only the dust
wrestler doesn't seem like it.
And this punk holding the camera, reading, he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it because it's a tough business.
That's terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake? What's that? Is that fake? Huh? What the hell is wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh? You think it's fake?
Okay, there we go. So coming at number 10 tonight, reporter gets slapped.
Chip's laying.
Number 9.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, don't.
Okay, so it's the movie Casablanca, but they've superimposed Mario's face into the picture.
Play it.
Yes, boss.
Why this makes it in number 9 of the countdown tonight, it sounds like it's actually happening in the movie. Not to mention, you know, it's from the video game. Anyway, this thing just keeps going on and on to come in at number 9. Number 8.
There's discussion about he and I and Professor Gates having a beer here in the White House. We don't know if that's scheduled yet. But he also did say he wanted to find out if there was a way of getting the press off his lawn. I informed him that I can't get the press off my lawn.
If you haven't figured it out by now, it's the President's Beer Summit with a Harvard professor and former police officer. Probably the stiffest beer party ever. Number 7, coming to us from YouTube, it's Titanic in 5 seconds. We need to play that one more time. And similarly, coming in at number 6, Lion King in 5 seconds.
Mm. We're pals, right?
Right.
And we'll always be together, right?
And that's it.
Close your mouth and step away from the YouTube.
And coming in at number 5, it's Colin's Revolution.
We're
going
to have a purposive experiment to see whether the human species has survived it.
And this site shows Dr. Billy V. Cohen, our famous programmer of C, on various screens as if he's taken over the world.
I know based on my religion, my nationality, my gender, where I'm from, what age I was born in.
I believe that the computer language is sin and madness.
But you realize you also, every person can, to wake up,
can sin and madness.
Well, as a complete opposite of that, are you familiar with Susan Boyle?
I'm trying to be a professional singer.
And why hasn't it worked out so far, Susan?
I've never been given the chance before, but here's hoping it'll change.
She went on Britain's Got Talent with Simon Cowell and just wowed audiences who didn't expect her to do well because she's kind of the shorter, older, fat lady.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
For some people, kind of a tearjerker as they realized how critical they'd been, you know, against British people.
Oh, bad news.
To realize this woman actually had quite a bit of...
Bad news.
What's that?
It's a fake. I've got the real tapes here and they ain't pretty.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, play it.
Yeah, sure, I'll play it.
I dream to dream the time's gone by.
Pretty awesome.
No.
No way. Oh, yeah.
I hope this land I feel like
Did you?
No. I dream of love would never die.
You got it.
I dream of love would be for keeping. And if you're even afraid.
Now we've had enough of that. Number 3.
How the world doesn't wind up like this. Couldn't cut it out. Were we able
oldie but a goodie. This user pointing out something I had never noticed till I saw the site. Apparently, Nickelback's old song and newer song are basically the same song. You listen. Well, I guess if the formula works for you, why mess with it? Anyway, that one coming into number three on the RadioCitrus.com tape show. Number two.
Happy Gilmore himself is here. I am surprised. Bob, thank you, everybody. Bob Barker is a great man. I just want to tell you, I love Bob, and I wrote him a poem.
And, land on it.
I'm so glad you're here. Congratulations, Bob. You're the coolest. It's called Ode to Bob Barker. No peeking, Bob.
I won't peek.
Bob Barker, Bob Barker. 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 So in honor of your retirement, sir, Bob Barker, I went out and got myself AIDS. Thank you.
And a tribute to Bob Barker on his retirement. Number one site coming up on the RadioCitrus.com tape shows. Hi, who's this? Hello? Hello? Final bit of two of the RadioCitrus.com tape show podcast. This one doesn't deserve to be number one by its own merit, but I love when somebody takes a song that's really dumb and makes it even worse. Here you go. Does not deserve to be number one, but, you know, I got to get this thing out the door. It's already the 31st. Got to get the podcast done for July. And in fact, that is the podcast for July. As always, thanks for downloading, thanks for listening, and most importantly, thanks for calling in, all five of you who did. This is the RadioCitrus.com tape show podcast. Want to be part of next month's 951-817-RANT? That's 951-817-RANT, spelling the word rant. And we'll look forward to seeing you next time on RadioCitrus.com.